Warning. This story describes details that readers may find disturbing. A 29-year-old man from Hope will serve 28 months in jail after sexually assaulting a woman in a Chilliwack alleyway 3 years ago. Brendan William John Sullivan was sentenced September 25 in Chilliwack Provincial Court by Judge Michael Fortino. It could not be clearer to the court that the victim suffered immeasurable physical and emotional harm from the offense and her life was forever changed by it, the judge wrote in sentencing. Sullivan pleaded guilty 8 days after the offense to sexually assaulting the victim, whose identity is protected by a publication ban. Fortino said the public would be rightly shocked at what happened that day and his conduct needs to be denounced in the strongest of terms. The assault was described by Crown Counsel as a full rape in the alley that took place on October 22, 2022. The victim and her friends had visited a Chilliwack nightclub to celebrate Halloween and she met Sullivan, who was 26 at the time. Both had been drinking and made a mutual decision to leave together and go back to his home, the court documents state. While walking through a parking lot, the victim learned that Sullivan lived in Hope. After this revelation, she said she was not comfortable going to his home. While trying to figure out where to go and looking for a taxi, the two passed an alleyway. According to the judge's written decision, Sullivan said he would be okay with them having sex in the alleyway. The victim said no repeatedly, however, Sullivan pushed her up against the building and then threw her onto the gravel pathway behind the hedges. The victim tried to fight Sullivan off, but he was heavier and was able to hold her down with his weight. She tried to call for help, as she could hear people in the parking lot, but Sullivan covered her mouth. He then pinned down her arms when she tried to use them to fight him off. The assault lasted about half an hour, and only ended when Sullivan was pulled off by a friend that the victim had managed to text at the beginning of the assault.
Said no. Behind the hedges, she texted at 2:45 a.m.
Friends immediately returned to the area. One of them heard sounds coming from behind the hedges and discovered Sullivan raping the victim. The friend told the court that she was horrified with what she saw and had never seen the victim in such a state before. She screamed, ran towards the victim, and pulled Sullivan off her. The confrontation with Sullivan drew the attention of others in the parking lot, including two unknown men who assaulted Sullivan. He ran away from the scene but was stopped by the bouncer, who waited with him before the police arrived. Sullivan told both police and bouncer that he never received the victim's verbal consent but insisted that what occurred in the alley was mutual and consensual. The victim received a forensic nurse examination and suffered several injuries from the rape. This included bruises and scrapes around her neck, chin and back. Gravel from the pathway also ended up inside her during the assault. It is hard to imagine a more invasive and violative offense, the judge said. The victim was in a very vulnerable position when the offense was committed. She was alone with Mr. Sullivan in an alleyway. She was there because she trusted him, and when the circumstances quickly turned on her, she had no ability to defend herself. It was only by luck that she was able to send a message to her friends for help. During the hearing, the judge said a few mitigating factors went into Sullivan's sentencing. This included his lack of criminal history, his genuine remorse over what he did, his guilty plea, and his low risk to re-offend. The judge said that, prior to the rape, Sullivan was described as a man of good character, who volunteered in the community and supported others. And his actions were seen as out of character by his friends, family, and community. According to a psychological risk assessment, Sullivan meets the criteria for alcohol use disorder and unspecified depressive disorder as his unresolved grief, substance use, life circumstances, and difficulties establishing intimate relationships resulted in depression. Sullivan's lawyer said three of his high school friends all died in a car accident, and he also lost his older sister. During his hearing, Sullivan said he turned to alcohol and partying to cope with his grief. He said he also fell into deep depression after attacking the victim and, while he tried to get help for his drinking, was unable to successfully do so long term.
Due to the community support that Sullivan still has around him, the judge said he has strong rehabilitative prospects. However, the judge also noted that his actions were an alarming fact pattern, and that there were a variety of aggravating factors present. This included how invasive and violent the sexual assault was, the fact that the assault lasted for 30 minutes, the fact that the attack occurred despite the victim repeatedly communicating "no" to Sullivan, how Sullivan prevented the victim from fighting him off, calling for help and escaping him, no condom was used during the attack, and that the victim had been in a very vulnerable position when the rape occurred. As well, despite acknowledging that alcohol played a part in his actions, Sullivan admitted he was still drinking and had not sought out any programs or assistance to help him. In addition to the 28 months in jail, Sullivan cannot own a gun for 10 years, and must provide a mandatory DNA sample. The judge also reiterated the immeasurable emotional harm and ongoing physical pain that the victim has suffered since the attack. In her impact statement, the victim, now 22, said the rape has been engraved into her brain. She suffers with flashbacks, panic attacks, sleepless nights, fears being alone with a man, and has lost her ability to trust people. The attack also left the victim with severe physical damage, resulting in emotional and financial costs to her life and limiting physical activities. She is also scared of being victimized again and is still grieving the loss of the girl she was before the night ever happened.